This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You have a new text message.
Yeah.
Answering your questions, solving your problems. It's anonymous, which is great because you can throw anything out there to the
text line.
And we're going to give you our honest opinions. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Text roulette. We're going to spin the roulette wheel. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
32.
Okay. This question.
A little bit down the list because you can always text 24/7. Doesn't matter when they come in. Doesn't have to be right now. It can be yesterday, 12 hours ago, whatever.
This is one that did come in yesterday,
right,
and they signed their name. Again, we just see a phone number here, so we don't know who you are unless you tell us. It is from longtime Mix listener Julie from Maguanago.
Hey, Julie.
It says, text roulette question. Is it okay to respond to a text with K or okay? We all have the same 24 hours in a day. I get it. If I say, I'll see you in 10 minutes, fine. But if I spend the time on a longer text, is K or okay acceptable? What is the texting etiquette? Ooh, this is very meta. We're doing
careful.
A question about texting to text roulette that was texted in into the show. And you can text and respond or call.
You're right.
414-432-1099. Okay, right. So in summary, they're saying, Julie here is saying, they send a really long heartfelt text and they just get K, which does look disrespectful.
My youngest daughter, Haley, has called me out for doing that. She'll say something like, hey, want to get coffee? That'd be really fun. I haven't seen you for a while. And I go, K.
Oh, you do that to me too,
yeah,
buddy?
And then she'll go, K, what are you mad? And I go, no.
Right?
Are you too busy? No, I'm it's short form. And there you go.
Which
I
is
go,
what
K.
Short, isn't it SMS?
Yes, you're trying to be
short messenger.
Yeah. So that's what I do, but then I get yelled at. So then I have to give a little bit more. Like, that would be really awesome, Avocado. Oh, that's a little nickname I have for Avo. That's great. Okay. Gee.
Sensitive.
I can't just say K.
Because
she yells at her mom too through text. Mom, K, what do you mean? Are you busy? Like, you're too busy to take time to respond to the text a little bit longer.
It sounds like, for Julie in Maguanago that sent in the text, when she goes on to say here, when I've sent a long text and taken some time with the text, that's where responding K seems insensitive. It almost seems too blunt. If someone has laid out something for you, that's just a great way of saying whatever.
Can I do a thumbs up emoji?
Well,
is that
again,
not enough?
Again, a thumbs up emoji if it's a really long heartfelt text also seems dismissive.
What are you talking about?
Okay, got it.
Hold on, I'm going to look back at our text.
So the context, I really feel like it depends on the context and your relationship with the person you're texting.
True.
If it's someone that you text frequently, my husband will communicate through text at work.
Yeah.
We're both very busy during our work days.
Does he give you a K?
I don't take offense at all if I just get a K or a thumbs up, because I know, okay, he's seen it. We'll maybe talk about it later. And then I'll typically get a more detailed response later. I understand that he's in the middle of things in his workday.
Sure.
If this is not that case, it does come across as really blunt, dismissive, and maybe even a little passive aggressive, depending on the context of
passive
the conversation.
All you're doing is saying, Kate, oh, that sounds good. I don't have anything else to say. I can't wait to talk to you in person is basically what I'm trying to tell my daughter.
But to have someone feel like they are not important, again, if you're dealing with a sensitive person, you probably want to take the time to say, okay, got it. Sounds good. So, okay, smiley face.
So you were having a problem on the Mix Instagram. You're trying to post something for Tsunami Car Wash. This is a while back.
Wait, what? Me?
You were trying to post something for Tsunami Car Wash. You were having a problem with the Instagram, and I was like, oh, I have the new login. We're good, we're good. So you said,
oh, yeah, that's right. I needed you to post it for me.
Yeah, you sent me the picture and said, hey, can you post this for me? Well, how did I respond?
Well, let me see. How did you did respond to that. But you know what, though? I didn't take that personally in that moment because you knew that this was a time-sensitive matter.
Oh, it had to go fast?
And you were working on something for me. So in that case, I was like, take as much time as you need, buddy. I don't need to have that much of conversation with you.
So there's certain times that you can say, okay, and then you have to go, okay, I will post this for you.
All right, what is your take on this? Is it okay to respond with K or okay? When you are texting back with someone, we have a text question that came in from Julie from Maguanago, loyal listener who signed her name.
Boy, thanks, Julie.
What do you think? What's your take? 414-432-1099. Hey, laundry shop, Linda. Okay, what did you say to me off the air here?
Our society has gotten so lazy. They don't put any effort into responding to anybody. Everything's got to be short, sweet, to the point.
We're busy.
But isn't that the point of texting, though? Yeah. The point of texting is, hey, let's just get right to it.
I don't want to see those books come through sometimes. I go, oh, my gosh, look at this long text I just got from my neighbor.
But if you get that from your neighbor, though, you don't want to dismiss it with, okay, gotta go.
Sometimes I do.
Right.
Radar, you really do?
Yeah, sometimes Michael will text me next door. He'll say, hey, your dog is over here again, just in case you're looking for him. Okay.
Rocket science will tell you that you should give a little bit of an explanation. Like if the neighbor says, hey, your dog's over here, don't just say, hey, I'll be right over to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say, okay, all right, what is that telling the neighbor? Are you coming to get the dog?
Are you talking to me? I'll just say, okay. That means I understand.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Let's talk about, though, delivery.
Yeah.
Everything communicates. Your delivery and your tone say so much more than the actual words that you're using.
And text doesn't show that.
It doesn't.
No.
But that's why if you shorten it to K, your delivery shows you don't have time for me and I'm not important to you. And you don't want to make anyone feel that way. Well, maybe you do. Maybe you do want to make that statement. But in the case of what Julie from Maguanago was saying, like you're talking about, Linda, it is appropriate for texting etiquette to probably elaborate a little bit more. And by elaborate, all you need is the O. Okay. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Easy.
Or the thumbs up emoji, because that's what comes up when I type in okay on the text.
Yeah.
There you go.
I use the thumbs up emoji all the time.
Oh, that's okay to do, but not the letter K.
No.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Radar, lowercase K or uppercase K?
Oh, it's always upper. It's always the capital K.
Because if it's lowercase, you are definitely flipping that person off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.